Thanks for calling the Eagle Moss. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi, I was told you were a supervisor.
I am.
Okay,
so
first
you're
of
calling.
All, the
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say the lady who transferred me to you, she did identify herself when she answered the phone. I was so upset I did not write it down. But if you know who it was, she was very nice and very professional, and she should be complimented for that. That's the first thing. The second thing is I'm a little confused by some of the answers to – I asked her some questions. I got an email this week. I'm sure you're aware that it was sent out that there won't be any Star Trek magazines for a while with the ships. And I emailed some questions. I got a form email back, so I called. She told me the magazines are back in stock. I have four ships that are on the way to me. I got an email that said there are four ships coming. She doesn't know if the magazines are in there. I said, well, if they're not, can I call back and get the missing magazines? Because basically we pay for the magazines when we pay for the ships, even though the invoice says there's no charge for the magazines. You know, and I know they're included with the cost of the ship. She said the only way I can get the magazines is if I go to a second set of ships. Is that true?
No, and I need you to verify the name and address on the order for me, please, before we go any further.
Oh, okay. Oh, of course. I'm sorry. My last name is Linker, L-I-N-K-E-R. The first name is either Rosalind or Lynn. Legally, it's Rosalind. It goes to a credit card under Rosalind, but my nickname is Lynn, and I'm not really sure how you have me on your records. My address is Box 5010, Springfield, Pennsylvania, 19064.
All right, thank you. And I have the Star Trek Starships collection here.
Okay.
And yes, that is true. The magazines are not in stock right now. And no, you will not be charged any extra for the magazines. Once the magazines are available, they will ship out to you for those ships.
So you're telling me if the four ships that are on their way to me do not have the magazines, when you get them, I had the impression from the young lady I talked to that you have the magazines back in stock. I might have misunderstood her.
They're not.
Okay, I had the impression they were. Maybe they're on their way, though, maybe. Maybe, please?
No, they're not. The same way that the same way that the company communicated via email to let you know that the magazines were going to be, you know, not available. Once they are available, that you will receive notification. So right now, no, those ships that were shipped out are not coming with magazines.
Okay, but we will get the magazines at a later date when you do get them back and stuff.
Yes, you will.
Okay, see, that was not communicated anywhere on the email.
Okay, go ahead.
And she said something that really, really infuriated me. She said that we were sent emails about these missing magazines before the staff was told. And that's horrible. She said she was getting phone calls from people and she had no idea, and your coworkers didn't know at first what we were talking about. But anyway, the emails did not say that the magazines would be shipped later. If it did, I wouldn't be bothering you now. So eventually when all the dust settles, I will have all my ships and all my magazines, is what you're telling me.
Yes, you will.
Okay, great. I thank you very much for your time. Is there anything else I need to know at this point?
No, that's it. Is there anything else I could help you with today?
Do you know when the magazines are coming in? A month, 6 months, next year? And I'm not being snarky. I know that's supply chain.
Okay. Again, no, I don't have that information.
You have no idea.
And just like you stated, the customers got the notification about the magazines before the staffing. So you all will be notified. So you're going to be contacted via email with the same information.
You're a supervisor. She said that she and her coworkers, I'm assuming that's the people on the phones, didn't know till after we know. Did they at least tell you, being a supervisor, before they told us?
It was around the same time. I mean, I don't know what. I mean, so
I feel bad for you. I mean,
okay,
I worked for 40 years for the government.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And we would find out things. The last 26 were the post office, and our customers knew things before we did sometimes. And it was horrible. I'm not being snarky. Like I said, I'm just getting over a sore throat. I truly, honestly felt bad for you if we found out before you did. That's wrong on so many levels. But I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I do thank you so much for your help. And I hope you get out in time to enjoy the rest of the day.
All right. You as well. And thanks for calling Eagle Moss Hold for a one-question survey. And have a good day, please.
Okay. Thank you.